So we already noted that the Rambam here, even though our Gemara seems to conclude, because we didn't get to that yet, right? Let's go back a little bit. So the Rambam concludes over here that the that there's an issur to araisa. Well, there's an issur to bechol ratzmo, which is fine. That's what our Gemara says. He seems to say that what is the issur? The issur is pen Yosef. In other words, the very same issur that there is to hit somebody else applies to me as well. So that's very interesting, because if you would have asked me, the conclusion of the Gemara is perhaps that there is an issur chol ratzmo, but I would have said the issur is based off of nedarim, the issur of making a neder. That's what the conclusion of the Gemara seems to be. That's what I would have said is the conclusion of the Gemara. So the Rambam here is therefore saying two chidush. Number one is that it's an issur deraisa, and number two is that the issur is pen Yosef. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So l'chayra, the pshat in the Rambam is like this, and I think the Shach says this point, which is that the Rambam holds that really Pen Yosef could go in both directions. The Isser of Chovel could apply only to others or to yourself. We wouldn't know. But once the Gemara proves that Pen Yosef, that it's usher to hit other people. Now, we might prove it from the Sugya of Nedar. But once we prove, based off of the Sugya of Nedar, that it's usher to cause pain to others, so Memela, there's no reason to assume the Lav itself applies only to others. It would apply to others. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Now, not everybody agrees to that. If you look at the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, he understands, according to the Rambam, it's only a Isser D'Rabbanan. We'll see that other Rishonim say that as well. Just for example, the Meiri on our Sugya writes, She'ein zu mitzvah gemura, el divrei sofrim, v'mikra eina el asmachta. Right, after all, the psukim that we bring are not the strongest rayos in the world, just because Rabbi Lazar Kapar says that Hamisana is a chayte. Does that mean it's an isser? Nah, it's not smachta. Okay, we'll talk about what the din is for Nadarim. It's not the way I would have read the Gemara. You know, you could say that it doesn't. Now, one reason. So let's take a step back. Actually, so why does the Meiri say what he says? In other words, what motivation is there to assume that the Gemara isn't an isser deraisa? Why shouldn't it be deraisa? The Gemara quotes Pesukim. The answer is very simple, because you might think that the Shvuah is Chal, right? That's what the Meiri writes. Afal pisha amru, ein adam rishai lachvo da'atzmo, im nishba shiyachvo atzmo shvuah chal alav. Ad shem lo chavo is man shakava la'atzmo, chayav misham shvuah is bitoy. So how could that be? We know that a shvuah got to violate the Torah in Chal. Must be that this isn't an issur deraisa. In other words,
isn't there the other opinion that it's
mutter to chavo atzmo? Oh, So the Meiri thinks that we paskin both of those dinim. And that's, you're right, it's only the Rabbanan. And the Shvuah's Bitui is Chal and the Nitzer the Rabbanan.
So there's no steer then between the two Braisa anymore. Or the Mishnah and the Braisa.
Well, part of the issue is going to be, we'll talk about this in a moment, to figure out Shmuel Shita. In other words, the Gemara says, how could it be? The Gemara says you're allowed to, the Braisa says you're allowed to make a Shmuel Lahara La'atzmo. So how could that be? It's us, sir. So, Amar Shmuel, Beishev Betainis. So, first of all, that's sort of interesting, because what if you assume the Maskana? That it's also Leishev B'Taimus, right? Which relates to the point of the Rebbe Akiva Eger, which we'll get back to. So then the Gemara says, no, it means that you're going to beat yourself up. So therefore, we're forced to say Tanai. So what you're saying is that the simple reading of the Gemara is we're going to accept one or the other. Either we're going to say that it's Aser Lachbol Be'atzmo, or we're going to go ahead and say that the Shua is Chal, one or the other. And what the Meiri seems to be trying to do, and again, we'll see that this might be the view of the Rambam, is that both are true. So how could that be? How could that be? How could we both accept this Braisa that says you can make a shvuah to hit yourself, and also paskin et asarachlo ba'atzmo? So the Meiri says, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, it's an asmachta. That's the Meiri solution. The Lechem
Mishnah. So Gemara knew that, and so why did the Gemara say the Machlokes Tanayim? If the Mishnah meant it's a derabbanan, there is no Machlokes at all between the Mishnah. Why did the Gemara think it's a Tanayim? If the Mishnah means it's a derabbanan, why the Tanayim?
Yeah, and a Chanami. In other words, this, I think, this is exactly the point that the Lechem Mishnah makes as well. The Rambam wants to paskin like both, right? So, you know, maybe it relates to what we were talking about earlier, the Rambam paskinin kipashtas against the Gemara Zukimtas, right? Because the Rambam does the same thing. The Rambam, and that's why the Lechem Mishnah says, that's exactly what's motivating the Lechem Mishnah. That must be that for the Rambam it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, meaning to say, there he's talking about the context of that Rambam is Hilchos Tainis, Hilchos Deus, where he talks about, you know, Eshev B'Tainis, and the Rambam talks about how it's wrong. That it must only be an Isser D'Rabbanan to hurt yourself. And exactly the same analysis as the Meiri. How else are you going to be miyashev these two points? Now, what you're pointing out, seemingly correctly, is that the Gemara itself doesn't want to say this, and that's why the Gemara itself says it's a Tanai. Good, so we're going to get back to an alternative within the Rambam. But how one solution for the Rambam and one solution for the Meiri is to have to say it's Derabbanan. Otherwise, the two psakim are incompatible.
Yeah, how do you explain that it's an issur d'oraisa? Because the pasuk never says, saying that there is a chait.
Oh.
There's never, like, it says.
Good. So what you're saying now is a very important point, which is, let's assume, what type of issur are we talking about here? Okay. You're nikra chayte, right? When we read the Gemara yesterday, we noted it doesn't say you're over on a lav, right? You're nikra chayte. And let's even add to that, right? Rabbi Lazar Kapar holds that nadir is chal, right? Presumably, if you make a nadir to have a tithes or to be a nazir, right? Ish, oishaki, dor nazir, nadir nazir. What do you mean? It's a nadir again. It's against the Torah, right? How could that be? So, Elamai, and this will lead us to another derech to explain the Rambam. which is that it might be in Isser Minotaur, but even before we get to the Rambam, when the Gemara tells us that it's a Isser, and the Isser of Chayvel Be'atzmo is ultimately, let's forget the Rambam for a moment, is ultimately against the Torah, right? So what would I say? I would say, well, what type of Isser is that? It's against Ratzon HaTorah. The Torah doesn't want a person depriving themselves of Hanas Olam Hazeh, right? Hashem gave us these, gave us wine so we could enjoy it, and at least to be Madir Atzon HaYayin is wrong. And certainly, if that's wrong, it's certainly wrong to hit yourself. And it's wrong to what? To either, devise yourself, or let's focus on hitting yourself, because that's where there's a stira technically, right? It's wrong to hit yourself. Does it mean you're over on a lav? No. So if I hadn't learned like either the Meiri or the Rambam, I would have taken a different path. I would have said, maybe I think where you were going, Yomi, which is that it's not a lav, but it's keneged ratzon haTorah, right? Keneged ratzon haTorah, to harm yourself. That's not what Hashem wants of us. Hashem doesn't want us to be Oshay B'tainis. Hashem doesn't want us to become Nazirim. Yeah, it works. Now, if you're going to say that, Hashas Lachi, so then maybe you're going to say, well, then in the end of the day, that we show that it's Asher, Alts, this, Alts Nader, Alts, the Parsha Naziris, so then we're not even forced to say Tanai anymore. Because maybe we'll say that a Nader or Shvuah could be Chal, because it's not a formal violation of the Torah. It's certainly going against Ratzon Hashem, right? Because this, and therefore the Nader would be Chal, just like a Nader of a Tainus or a Naziris is Chal, or a Shvuah could be Chal to hit yourself. And then you could come up with the idea that Lefi Maskana Sagamara, you don't actually have to say Tanaihi anymore, which is exactly what the Meiri is doing. It's just that the Meiri is saying it not a little differently than we said it. We sort of said, well, what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara ultimately proves that being Yoshe B'tainis is keneged Ratzon Hashem. And that's why our Mishnah could say, Aso Chavel Ba'atzma. But that's not a stira to the din by saying the Shavuah is Chal. Because it's keneged Ratzon Hashem, but it's not a lav, so it's not a formal Isser, and therefore the Shavuah could be Chal. And the Miri is sort of saying the same thing. It's just the Miri saying it's not an Isser de Raisa. Right? We're saying, well, maybe it's a Torah value. It's also, though, not a formal Isser de Raisa. In other words, the Mahalach that we're saying, and the Mahalach of the Miri, very, very similar to each other. Okay, the Miri formulates it as an asmachta. We're saying it's keneged Ratzon HaTorah, but not a lav or the like. Now, all that's great, though, again, until you get back to the Rambam. Because the Rambam says it is a lav. What's the lav?
Yes.
Hen Yosef. Ah. So then, if that's the lav, we surely understand why it's a stira. In other words, if you wanted to go back and try to understand where did the Rambam get that it's the lav, right? Well, how did the Rambam know it's a lav? The Rambam knew it's a lav from your question. Because if it wasn't a lav, then there's no stira. And the Gemara said, Tanayi. And the Gemara doesn't tell me at the end, well, actually, it's not a Tanayi. You know, Hashadas is lahachi, you don't have to say Tanayi. No. So that's great, except then we have a different issue, which is the issue of the Lacha Mishnah, right? Which is the issue of the Lacha Mishnah. To which the Lacha Mishnah answers, well, actually, when the Rambam says it's a lav, it's derabbanan. So there might be another way to answer this question. We'll get back to it a little bit later, but that's the tricky question. That's what we're trying to figure out. right?
So, I mean, you would say it's Derabbanan, not from Penyosa. It's Derabbanan from Nazir or Titus.
Well,
or...
no, it's Derabbanan. Right, it's not Derabbanan. It's Derabbanan, the Gemara's reasons that are brought for the Isser, let's say, Lamaskana, are Asmachtas. Correct.
So what does Lecha Mishnah mean that Derabbanan's Derabbanan and Penyosa, that means?
The Lecha Mishnah, again, bothered by the same time Bishu, says that when the Rambam says you're over on Penyos, if that's Derabbanan.
Meaning Derabbanan of Penyos?
Yeah.
Ugh, hitting someone else, obviously, Derais of Penyos.
Yeah. Now, you're pointing out correctly, that's a very big Deichat in the Rambam. The Rambam's formulation does indeed sound like it's the same Isser. And it does sound like, you know, maybe the Gemara is saying that the Dinan, the Giloy of Nidarin teaches me that Pen Yosef applies even to yourself, but we're still stuck with the other issue of what about the din from Shavuos, right? There's a run in Nedarim, and he's also more elaborate in Shavuos, but since the Chevra learned Nedarim, I'll mention it, that he holds that it is an Isser D'oraisa. And this is one of his examples of his favorite Yesod, that a Shavuos Chal on something that's not Mefurish Bakra, right, a Daf Ches. He writes that also in Iran on the Rif, in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph B'Daf Be'a Rif, and Barichos in the Chidushim on Mesach HaShavuos, Daf Chav Gimel on the base. I'll just read you the Lashon from the Iran on the Rif in Shavuos. Avi nishba lahara la'atzmo, o lahara, o the lohara, sherashos biyado, right, our brisa, in our Gemara, says the Ran, da'af adam de bepera kachoyvel, aminan de'ena de mishai l'chadol de'atzmo, midrasha asi alon, v'chol, mazel tov, mazel tov, v'chol de lesem in atoira mefudesh, lo'y mikri mushba v'alim meid, Le'inyan shalai tachol shvu alav kamo shvi rashti. It's great.
You recover from last night?
So, what do you see from here? First of all, you see that
No, the first shot.
Of
learning
the
Rambam. Learning the Rambam, shocking Rambam.
How do you look at Argamara?
Well, let's one thing at a time.
Rav Shah.
It's on?
Yes.
Yeah. So like this. Now, there is a... So we are middle of the Ran, right? The Ran holds like this. He holds that it is a Isser D'Oraisa, but still the Shavuos Chal. Why is the Shavuos Chal? Because of his tremendous Yesod, that anytime it's not Mefurish Bakra, then what? Then it's an Isser D'Oraisa, but the Shavuos still Chal. Now, if that's true, so the Ran is also doing the same move that we already saw already in the Meiri / Lecha Mishnah. Meaning to say, he's basically saying that in Al-Khanami, in the end of the day, it's possible to hold two things simultaneously. A, it's Aser L'chavel Ba'atzmo, and B, it's a shvua to be chovel ba'atzmo eschal. That's what the Ran says explicitly. Now, if you hold like that Ran, and you think the Ran is true, then you can, and you think that the Rambam agrees to that, so then the Rambam is miyushuf, which is, I think, what Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri says that we could read the Rambam Kipshuto in our halacha, namely that the Isser is what? Pen Yosef, but also understand why the Shavuos Chal, and how are those two things simultaneously both possible? Answer, because it's Chal, since it's not Mefurish Bekra. Now, is it true that that goes against the Gemara's initial assumption? Yeah, because the Gemara's initial assumption was those two things are incompatible. But once the Gemara, in the end of the day, showed that the source for the Isser Chavala is not one that would make it Mefurish Bekra, so then, in a Hanami, there's no steer anymore. So, essentially, we have two ways to be Miyashev the Rambam. We have the Meiri slash, or if we wish, three ways, right? Three ways. One is the Meiri slash Lachamishna, that, but none of them are in accordance with the Gemara's initial assumption, which is that if you hold that it's Aser Lachbol Be'atzmo, that the Shavuos shouldn't be Chal. Correct? Three ways to be Miyashev. One is the Meiri slash Lachamishna, that the Isser Lachbol Be'atzmo is only an Isser Dirabanan, Asmachta. Option number two, the Ran slash Rav Shach, that the Isser is an Isser De'oraisa, and within that view, you could either say that it's an Isser De'oraisa that stems from Nedarim, or you could say, like the Rambam indicates, that the Isser De'oraisa by Nedarim, the fact that the Nazir is called a Chote, teaches me that Pen Yosef should include Chovel Batzmo, but since in the end of the day that's just a din that's not Mefurish Bekra, so Memela the Shua is going to be Chal. Or option three, though again I don't think this is a good option in the Rambam, because the Rambam Bipshuto does seem to assume that Chovel Batzmo is a violation of Pen Yosef, but what we could say in the Gemara, maybe this is the way the Ran would say it, is that the Isser D'oraisa does in fact stem entirely from the fact that a Nazir is a Chote. It's not Pen Yosef, but it is an Isser D'oraisa in the sense of being Kineged Ratzon Hashem, but it's not a formal Isser, and therefore it doesn't prevent a Shua from being Chal, right? So those are all three, four different variations how to come to the same type of conclusion that both it's going to be Aser L'Chavel Ba'atzmo, but at the same time, the Shvua is going to be Chal. Fine. Now, an interesting thing to think about is the following. Let's imagine for the moment that you assume, well, I'll say it a little differently. What is the nature of this Isser of being Chovel Ba'atzmo? And are there going to be exceptions? Right? For example, the Tosfos told us this idea that with respect to the Isser of making a neder, we'll get to the details of Tosfos in a moment, but we start making analysis that we say, you know, there is a bad aspect to it, but there also could be a good aspect to it. So we'll analyze, does the good outweigh the bad, and maybe it would be okay. Now, would we say such things with respect to the Isser of Chovel Ba'atzmo? Right? So that, I think, will possibly depend on how you understand the nature, the extent to which it's an Isser. If you see it as a formal Isser, like the simple reading of the Gemara does, at least initially, if you see it as a formal Isser, so memela, what's going to come out is that we probably would not start saying such svaros. But on the other hand, if you see it in a less formal way, so we'll have to consider it. And this is obviously going to be very important with respect to the discussions that we at least raised yesterday, which is, what about the question of cosmetic surgery? What about the questions of, let's say, the example we gave of the medical students practicing on each other and the like? Are we going to start being able to make cheshbonos of this sort? When we're dealing with formal isurim, we never make these types of cheshbonos. We never say, maybe the avos kodematan Torah, Reb Chaim Volozhiner said they could make such cheshbonos. That's the pshat, that even though the avos kept the Torah, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters and the like, because before there was a formal tzivoy, so a person could start making a cheshbon. They could say, well, I understand the tikkun of this mitzvah, and I understand the kilkul of the isser, and I'm going to say that the tikkun is gadol min hakilkul, because if you're anyway only doing mitzvos alts the tikkun, so then that cheshbon makes sense in a world where there's no tzivoy. It's agav, interesting, because it's Friday, so Chaim Volozhiner sort of implies that if we were actually to really, really know the reasons for the mitzvos, that could even apply nowadays. We just can't know with certainty and completely. But anyway, but even forgetting that for a moment, right? The point is that when there's a formal tzivoy, you can't start making cheshbonos. When there isn't a formal tzivoy, you can. So the question is, what the Gemara, assuming, for the moment, that we paskin like our Mishnah, that it's aser lachvo be'atmo, so it's going to be very important to understand the nature of that iser if we're going to start analyzing questions like, well, it's not always going to be aser, and maybe it's going to be mutter, and what about if a person doesn't think that they're going to be able to find a shidduch if their nose looks the way it does? That's obviously, we know, is a very important thing. Let's imagine a person has a small nose, and they're afraid that, people aren't going to think they're Jewish. So they want to, have a nose extension. They want to, a longer, crooked nose, put a bump in there, and that way everybody will know they're Jewish, because they're afraid they're not going to find a shidduch. Who's going to want to marry someone who doesn't have a Jewish nose? So that's obviously a very big tzairich, right? Shidduchim. Last year we learned in Hilchos Aveilus that a person is allowed to, a bogaris, someone of marriageable age, doesn't keep certain yugei avelos of the shiva and the shloshim, because we want her to be able to find a shidduch. We don't want her to look menuvalas. So it's clearly a very important idea. So again, that question might depend to some degree on how you look at the nature of the iser. And we're going to return to that in just a moment when we talk about the question of cosmetic surgery. But I think first I want to answer Yoni's question, or try, I don't know if I can, and also talk more specifically about Nazir and Nedarim, which is more directly on our Gemara. Yeah.
So, and Mishnah
Snor for me. So that's a very good question. In other words, everybody's going to agree that Letzarech Refuah is going to be Mutter, both lachvol ba'atma and lachvol ba'achayrim. So that's an interesting question. How do we look at that? Is that an exception to the rule? Neither it's sar chafua is mutter, there's an iser, but an exception. Or no, it's not an exception to the rule, it's part of the rule, because the nature of the iser of chovel ba'atmo is to be chovel in a destructive way, right? Or when we get to the Rambam, we'll see that in a way that's either derech b'zayon or as a fight or the like. Right, there are different kirsos in Rambam. One way or the other, that's the point. In other words, that's exactly aldaka b'china. Aldaka b'china. Are we going to look at refuah as an exception? Or maybe pikuach nefesh? It's true, everybody's going to be allowed to do open heart surgery. Maybe that's pikuach nefesh. Or even if you don't go that far, it's refuah as an exception. Or will we say no? Refuah is not an exception. Refuah is an application. Yeah, you need nitan rishus l'rofe l'rapos for a different reason. Like Rashi said, because otherwise you would be you know, look like you're being sosar, the divine decree. But avada, when it's l'tzorach refu, it's not bechlal the iser of chavala, because chavala is derech netzayon by definition, right? So that's.
But unless you say it's, if you say it's exceptional, wouldn't it be hard to assume that it's a formal iser deraisa?
Not necessarily. You have to figure out it might, the formal iser deraisa might be derech netzayon.
But meaning then you're just saying it's not an exception.
That's the point. Oh yeah, yeah. We're going to see. So good. You're absolutely correct. So that's, again, we'll get back to it in a moment. But that's, those are the issues. Exactly correct. In other words, when we're going to figure that out, we have to figure out what the nature of the issue is. But just to go back before we get there, so Tosfos asks the stira. Tosfos says that our Gemara implies that there is an iser, at least according to Rav Eliezer Kapar, of becoming a nazir, even if you don't end up becoming Tamei. And that's why we extrapolate from there to every tainus and the like. And that's also the implication of the Gemara in Nidarim Daf Yud and Nazir Daf Yud Tes. However, in Nazir Daf Gimel, you get the opposite impression. You get the impression that it's only Aser if he becomes Tamei. After all, that's actually where the Pasuk that Rabbi Lazar Kapar uses appears. So what's the answer? So Rabbeinu Tam in our Tosfos gives us a very beautiful and powerful answer. Basically, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's always an Avera to become a Nazir, or to that, for that matter, to make a Nader. But at the same time, there's also good reasons to make a Nader or to become a Nazir. And sometimes the taiva is better than, is outweighs the kilkel. Right? Now again, l'chora, like we said, that would indicate we're not dealing with a lav gamor. It's not nikra chote. In other words, what we're talking here is about values. Right? There are values. There's a value to not abstaining from the gifts that Hashem gave us in this world. And then there's also a value of discipline and self-control and staying away from danger and things that are going to bring you to Averos. And a person has to balance those two values. And sometimes when you balance those two values, the person will conclude that's what's best is for them to become a Nazir. So the person who goes ahead and he's Rasota Bilkulkula and he sees what wine could do and he thinks, wow, you know, this could happen to me. I better become a Nazir. So such a person might be making a very wise choice, even though there's a downside. When we say that the person is doing this, it's a good thing, we don't mean to say there isn't a downside. Lamashal. Mutter l'shanos mipnei shalom. It's a mitzvah l'shanos mipnei shalom. But it's not just shalom. We say that it's mutter to lie for tznius, for anava, to protect your friend from a nudnik. B'hani tlas mili avidi rabbanan l'shanos b'milayhu. So what's the pshat in those things? So if there was a formal iser, if lying was formally iser, then how could you lie for anava? Somebody asks Yoni if he's learned Maseches Kiddushin. So we all know that he has. But Yoni doesn't have a big anav, so he says no. Malachas, that's okay. It's okay. Now, if there was a lav of lying, so then you couldn't do that, right? You're not allowed to eat non-kosher for the sake of anava or tznius or something like that, shalom bayis. So maybe you'll say there's a pasuk for shalom, maybe. But there's no pasuk for anav and snias, and still you're allowed to lie. Pshat is that it's not a lav, but it is a value. Emes is certainly a value. And so is snias and an anava. And what the Gemara is saying is sometimes the value of anava will trump the value of emes. There's more to say about that, but we'll leave that for now. The pasuk of Midvashek HaTirchak isn't relevant because, like, because as the it says in Masechas Kala, that's talking about the context of Beis Din. Look at the end of the pasuk. Menakivet tzadik al taharo, right? Marvelous midos, machine notwithstanding. Yeah, I knew you would appreciate that. It's for that matter, Beis Shammai notwithstanding, right? Beis Shammai in the second parak of Ksubas also brings a raya from there. The question is, what would Beis Hillel say back? But anyway, not now. The point is that's what's going on over here. In other words, we don't have a lav to be a nazir. It's nikrechote, it's a value. And when it comes to things like values, so then sometimes various Torah values will imply taking different courses. And you have to figure out overall what's the better thing to do. Sometimes the better thing to do is going to be to lie. Sometimes the better thing to do is to make a neder, right? Mitzvah lidor, to become a nazir. Other times it won't be. You have to go ahead and put everything together. So the mashal that Tosfos brings is fasting on Shabbos. Sometimes you should fast on Shabbos, like if you have a bad dream. But at the same time, what you did wasn't right, so you have to take a tainus on your tainus. Right? But it doesn't mean that what you did was wrong. Now, just to say, this isn't the same thing as Avera Lishma. Avera Lishma is, again, a big sugya, not for now, and I'm somewhat oversimplifying. Avera Lishma, that was a much bigger chiddush. Because in Avera Lishma, what you're doing is taka, you're being over on a formal iser for a very, very important cause. And that is rarely, if ever, permitted. Again, going back to that same Reb Chaim Velazhiner about Avos keeping the Torah, and he basically says, post Matan Torah, Avei Lishma is basically never Shayach. So that's not what we're talking about in our Sukkah. What we're talking about in our Sukkah is when there's no formal Isser, but it's a Torah value, Nikra Choyte, and then we start assessing what's the better, you know, taking everything together, what is the better option? And that's the Mahalech of Tosfos. And Tosfos and Tainus, who has the same answer on Daf Yud Aleph, says with this you could be miyashev this Stir and Shmuel that we alluded to before, that Shmuel and Nazir says ahei na'eh, so that's considered a Kabbalah's Nazirus, because Nazir Tahor is a positive thing, and at the same time, he also says, Kol Yoshev B'Tainus Nikra Chote, and holds like Reb Lazar Kapar, and it's not a Stira Be'etzem. Now, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes on our Sugya, he has some other very interesting answers to the question of Tosfos. So, one answer is like this. This is from the Tosfos Shantz. Last Sunday we were just talking about him. Rabbi Yehuda aspires. Mitaretz lekushyas hatosvos dehachi keamar hasam perakama de nazir hani mili tamei kachu savar adam shirota lasus nazir. Aval mikol makom ha'emes dafilu tahor chotehu the ikar. Very interesting. Now there's a gemara daf nazir daf gimel that says that you're only a chote if you become tamei is like what people think. And nazirus goes baser lashem ne'adam, and that's the context over there. People think, you know, I used to think this when I read Rashi ala Torah. I always used to think that Rashi quotes this on Nazir Tameh, must be that you're only a chote if you're Tameh. Right? Aye. But Rashi says it klaliistic, because tzirat's moment ayayin, so then it Siv says on that pasuk, that the fiat is that if it didn't turn out good, clearly you took the wrong mahalich, right? You didn't make the right choice. But, so that's what people think. But really, it's wrong. In other words, the answer of the Tosfos Shantz is that really it's always a chote to be a nazir. Not like our Tosfos, which you know, sometimes it has a downside, but overall it could be a net positive.
Rather, it's always wrong to be a Nazir. Very different Mahalech in Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, right? Does Rebbe Lazar HaKapar say a person should never, ever be a Nazir? There's no such thing as a positive Nazir. Okay, maybe, you know, Shimshon is different, but Shmuel. But generally speaking, there's no such thing as a positive Nazir, ever. That's the Mahalech of Taisus Shantz. Or no, it's Aretosis is saying there's a downside to being a Nazir, but sometimes, under the appropriate circumstances, it is a good thing overall. Now, if you look at the Marikatz in the Shita Mekubetzes, he gives another answer. Very fascinating. V'chein pir shivag, ha'sam kaya adam inan pir zeh, shenazir zeh, shenazar nazar b'nazir sover, shelo amar b'lazar d'chote el b'nazir tamei, avotar lo, mishem hachiave tahor nazir, mir nazir toeh. Oh, no, that's the same pshat as the first one. Fine. Then he says another pshat. Rav Yosef tirates b'inyan acher. D'liola mafilu tara nekrachote. Shalo hishlim nizirusa. Kigon isha shahafer labayla. Hawil v'lo hishlima nimtza shal chinam tzira atzma. Aval hishlim nizirusa. Tzadiku! Wow. So what's this approach? Adarabba, even according to Rabbi Lazar, anytime you're mashlim nizro, it's always possible, it's always positive. Even though, so what does he mean? What's when we say it's shaykh even for nazir tahor? It means, let's imagine you have a person, a woman, who makes a neder of a nazir, and then her husband annuls it. So she is a chote, even though she never became tame. Why? Because she was mitzar atz melechinam, right? Because she didn't even end up becoming a nazir, or she didn't fulfill her neder. So like all that lack of wine that she abstained for not turned out to be very pointless, basically. And that's why she's a chote. In other words, if we sort of look at the three approaches within the Balei HaTosfos to being Miyashev V'Stira, we have the middle approach of our Tosfos, which is that there's always a negative aspect to Nazirus, to asceticism, but sometimes the positive outweighs the negative. We have the approach of the Rosh Mishantz, who says it's always a negative, and there's no positive to it. And the Gemara and Nazir, Daf Gimel, that sounds like it is positive when you remain Torah is just what people think, but it's not the reality. And then we have the other extreme from the Marikatz in the name of Yosef, which is that it's always positive as long as you end up finishing your Naziras. And Tzir Atzma Menayayin is only said if you don't end up being Mekayim the Naziras. Now, this Mahalech might also be what the Ramban holds. It's not Mefurish, but if you look at the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban stresses the tremendous Kedusha in being a Nazir. He very beautifully describes how a Yisrael who wishes to be like a Kohen can fulfill that through Nazirus. Nezer Hashem, it's a tremendous thing. And then he says, so what's the pshat in the fact that he's called a chote? So he's a chote because he didn't, he even says that if you're going to say that he's a chote, if he finishes his nazirus, even if it's not a nazir tameh, right, he brings a chatas, that's because he stopped being a Nazir. Because being a Nazir is so good that if you stop, you are you're worthy of bringing a karban, right? V'tam hachata sheyakriv hanazir lo nisparish. So al derech hapshat ki ishu chotei nafsho b'milos hanazirus ki u'ata nazur mikdushaso v'avodas Hashem. Being a Nazir is so great that you should never stop. You bring a chatas for stopping that tremendous maila. Now, it could just be that he's against Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. That's possible. He's going back to the regular world. He needs a kapara. So, it could just be that he's paskening against Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. That's fine. But he doesn't even, like, quote it as a possibility. He only sees the positives. Again, maybe because Al Peep Shot. But it could also be that that he's following this school of thought that, like we saw in the Shita Mekubetzes, the third approach, that even according to Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, you're only a chote if you end up becoming tame. It's not an accident that it appears in that parsha, the chi of chatas. And this might also be the view of the Ran. What?
What do you mean? He's saying that even if you don't become tame.
Even if you...
If you stop for some other reason.
If the only time you're a chote, according to Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, is if you become tame, or you're stopped for some other reason or the like. In other words, it doesn't work out as a Nazir.
Okay, so how, and the Ramban, how would the Ramban say...
No, again, you can't bring too much of a right from the Ramban. I don't want to overestimate it just because it's a Perish al HaTorah. It's not. But just maybe, but it's certainly, again, it's certainly the approach of a couple of Rishonim in the Shita Mekubetzes. And
unless you say the shift from Rabban is the old. It's always going to be Tzarchinim unless you do it forever.
Okay. Whatever it is, the point is that it's not reflecting something inherently negative. Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, this goes back to how you teach that Gemara Nedarim. Let's look at the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, on Daf Yod, same one in Nazir, more or less. The Gemara Nedar and Daf Yod says like this: the Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Kapar, Rabbi Omer, v'chiper alav me'asher chata nefesh, v'chibeit nefesh chata azeh, el shatir atzmin ayayim, v'alo dvar kavachomer, ma zeh shol tir atzmin ayayim, nevrachote, emitzars atzmo, mikol davar, a alachas kama v'kama, mikan kol yeshu tainis nekrachote, v'hadein kra, b'nazir tamiksev, right? How could you prove from Nazir Tami? In other words, the Gemara itself is asking the question, and the Gemara answers, so what does that mean? So the way the Ran reads that Gemara is like this: that shana b'chait, it did a double chait. A, the general chait of being a Nazir, and B, he became tameh. In other words, it's always a chait to be a Nazir, or you're always a chote to be a Nazir, but when you become tameh, it's doubly bad. So that's why it's said on this pasuk. So again, if you take this approach of the if you take the approach of the Ran, so then you probably will not learn, could not learn, like Rabbeinu Yosef in the Shita Mekubetzes. But let's take a look at the Rid, also quoted in our sugya in the Shita Mekubetzes. Ze lashon haRabbeinu Yishai Zal, v'chi be'eze nefesh chata shemepnei shenitma Shegdaila mitzvah shuhumakrev karbonosav kemishpat min ha'aveira v'yatzav sedo b'scharo imke mitzar hu yoser al hashniya min ha'rishona dehoel v'nitma doegu shelo yitma pamacheres v'dami lei ki'ilu ein l'nizirusav kitzvah. In other words, what happens when a guy, he's like mamish, you know, made it most of the way through his nazir, nazirus, and then he becomes tameh, he's got to start again. It's like, oh my gosh, this is never going to end. And he's toa and the like. That's what it means when the Gemara says, shana b'chait. But let's say it works out perfectly fine, you make it till the end, then there's no Avera if you read the Gemara like the Rid. Right? In other words, you don't have to read the Gemaras as saying that it's automatically negative to become a Nazir, Koy Drebel Azar Kapar. Read the Gemara like the Rid. That's the way the third answer in the Shita Mekubetzes will have to say. Now, happens to be that I don't think you could read the Gemara Nazir that way, because there it has a slightly different girsa. There it says, again, the same question, V'chi be'ezeh nefesh chata, zeh elash yetzias miyayin, kal v'chomer, v'chulei, v'ha b'nazir tamek ziv, v'anan afilu nazir tahor kamrinan, kasar rebelazar hakapar nazir tahor nami chotehu, v'hainu taima d'chziv b'nazir tamei, ha'wil v'shana b'chait. So according to the Girsa, it's the same Gemara in Nadarim and in Nazir, but there's a slightly difference in the Girsa. According to our Girsa in the Gemara in Nazir, it's clear you have to learn like the Ran, meaning to say that even a Nazir Tahor is not Shana Bechet, is a Chote, just not Shana Bechet. But if you have our Girsa that we have in Nadarim, then you could learn this way. So it could be that there's two, the Rishonim who understand that according to Rabbi Lazar Kapar, there's no negative if you're Nazir Tahor, so they would be Goyres in Nazir like we're Goyres in Nadarim, and you wouldn't learn like the Ran. And this answers, by the way, another kasha from the Gemara Nadarim. Because if you remember, the Gemara Nadarim says, Amar Baye Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, Kulan Shita Achasein, the Nazir Chote Habe. So the problem is Shimon HaTzadik is Vadai talking about a situation, doesn't mean it's always a Chote, it means sometimes it's a Chote, right? Because it's Tohin Al Riboy Yimei Tahara. But there's no chisaron at all be'etzem in the zeros. He's choshesh for chulin v'azara v'chulei. Okay, maybe chulin v'azara is an exaggeration, the poskim say. But the point is that according to Shimon HaTzadik, a person who makes a zeros and fulfills the zeros and everything goes just as planned is not a chote, right? He's a mamish, a beautiful person, like the guy who had the long hair. And according to Rebbe Lazar Kapar, it's a totally different vart. He's always chote, if you learn like, let's say, the Ran, right? So you could say, yeah, it's true. When we say, Amru Davar Echad, Kulan Shita Achasein, Kulan Shita Achasein doesn't mean they're the same thing. There's some type of commonality. Namely, sometimes there's something bad about Naziras. Right, so for Shimon HaTzadik, it means sometimes it's going to be negative, and for Blazar Kapar, it's always going to be negative. But if you learn like these Rishonim who hold that even according to Blazar Kapar, if everything works out great, then it's amazing. There's nothing negative, so then the Gemara is much more meduyuk. Okay, anyway, one minor last ta'ar on this topic, and then we'll get to our Iker point of today's shir, which is the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Per Gimel Halacha Aleph. So it's very interesting, because here the Rambam is, I'll read it to you. Hashema Yomar Ha'adam, Ho'il V'kin Ava Taiva V'akavod U'kiyote Ba'an Derech Ra'ahein, Motinas Adam and Aylam, Efrosh Mehen B'yoser Desrachek L'tzad Ha'acharon. In other words, since involvement in this world involves such negative things, so I'm going to become an absolute ascetic, Ad shelo yochal baser velo yishdi yayin velo yisa isha velo yeshev bedira na'a velo yilbash malbash na'a ela sak vatsemer kasha kiyote bahen. You're going to become a monk. Separate from the world, separate from all the pleasures of the world, separate from society, because it's too dangerous to be involved in the world. Too many traps. Gam zed derech ra'ahi, ve'asr leilech ba, ha'mahalech v'derech hazed nikra chote. Sorry, Omer ben Nazir, v'chiper Allah, me'asher chatal ha'nefesh, amru chachamim, umayim, Nazir shu shalo piresh ala min ayayin, sarach kapara, ha'moneha atzmo mikol davar v'davar, alachas kama v'kama, v'fikach tivu chachamim, shalo yimna adam atzmo, ala medvarim, Nismatu Torah Bolvad. You should limit yourself to the restrictions that the Torah itself restricts, not add. The lo yeh oser atmo b'nedar mishpos al dvar mehutarim kacha muchachamim lo dayacha mash asra taira ela sha'ata oser alacha dvar mecherib uvechlal hazeh elush mis'anin tamid einan b'derach taiva. So people that are always fasting is a bad thing. That's the Rambam, a very beautiful Rambam. Now, if you look at the Lechem Mishnah says, you see that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. Why? Because according to Tosfos, sometimes becoming a Nazir is a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing, right? Depending on the circumstances. And the Rambam just says it's a bad thing. Even though he's paskening like Rebbe Lazar HaKapar. Sorry, because he's paskening like Rebbe Lazar HaKapar. Now, meaning to say, as we saw, there are three mahalchim within Rebbe Lazar HaKapar. Tosfos takes the middle approach. Even Rebbe Lazar HaKapar sometimes thinks it's valuable and worthwhile. And others say it's always bad, and others say, you know, if it works out, it's good. So the Rambam must be taking the approach that disagrees with Tosfos. According to Rebbe Lazar HaKapar, it's always bad. Because that's what the Rambam says. But I don't think that's the simple reading of the Rambam. Because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, it's clear that the Rambam holds, just like Tosfos, that there's a makom for asceticism, abstention, in the event that a person needs a tikkun. For example, the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos that a person should always look for the Derech HaMemutza to be a Beinoni, not to go to either of the extremes. Now, it's interesting what the Rambam defines as the middle path. Maybe, for example, he talks about with respect to Hanas Olam Hazeh. So, you know, one extreme would be to eat, like, you know, lots of dessert and not a healthy main course. And the other extreme would be to, like, you know, just eat what's healthy. And then the middle approach is to, like, have one piece of cake for dessert, not two, right? That's the middle path. Not extreme, like avoiding dessert, and not extreme, like having two pieces of cake. Just one piece of cake. So that's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, when he talks about what's the Beinoni, lo yis'ave elo l'dvarim sh'aguf tzarech lahen. Agav, note the yis'ave. Not only, a person should reach the madrega, not only that he doesn't eat the bad stuff, but he's not even mis'ave to the unhealthy stuff. So you should only be mis'ave l'dvarim sh'aguf tzarech lahen. The afshar lios bezulasan, ki inyan shenemar tzadik ochal l'sova nafsho. So what's the middle path? Eating only what's necessary to survive. Again, meaning healthy. It doesn't mean like survive like you'll die without it. But basically, eating tzadik ochal l'sova nafsho, meaning to say, the middle path is eating only what's healthy. The extreme on one side is having one piece of cake. I mean, two pieces of cake is even more extreme, but having one piece of cake for dessert is one extreme. And an extreme on the other side is the person who fasts excessively and doesn't even eat what's healthy for them. Now then the Rambam, though, says, so okay, you should have the middle path. So what happens, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, when a person finds themselves not in this Derech HaMemutzeh? You're not in the middle. You're supposed to follow the middle path, but sometimes a person isn't that way. In fact, the Rambam writes, naturally, we're always inclined to one of the extremes or the other. A person will only ever reach the middle path with work, because the human nature is to be inclined towards one of the extremes. So what happens if a person finds himself towards one extreme? So the Rambam says that the way to solve that is by going to the other extreme, temporarily, and that will bring a person back to the medium. So let's read a little bit. V'ketzad hi rifuasa. Mishu baal chema, Omrim lo lahanig atzmo shemhuka the kola lo yargish klal. In other words, someone who is inclined towards anger. So it's important that they not respond at all, at least temporarily. You do that for a long time. You need zman meruba. Like, you can't expect to fix this in a week. Until you return to the middle path. Vimhaya gavalev. So then, yanegatmo bibizayun harbe v'yeshev lamata menakol v'yalbish bluye schavos hanivuzos eslov shehen. Right? Adam asked yesterday about Nevardek. So that's what Rambam is describing. In other words, the Mahalech of Nevardek, at least temporarily, has a makom when a person needs it. Because if you're sick, you need to take medicine. Medicine which would normally be harmful for you. But when you're sick, that's what's necessary. Ad shiakar gova leiv mimenu. Then, v'yachsu l'derech ha'emtzayis, shehu derech ha'toyva. Ulek sheyachsir l'derech ha'emtzayis, yelech ba'kol yama. This applies for all the deos. So, according to the Rambam, is there makom for, let's say, being a nazir or fasting? Of course. If a person, for example, is inclined towards one extreme in one of the midos, let's say, running after Taivos Olam Hazeh. So then the other extreme makes a lot of sense for Zman Meruba until he returns to the Derech HaBeinoni. So I think the Rambam would fully agree with, let's say, what Toso says, that Roesota Bekil Kula Yazir Atma Menayayin. Of course, somebody goes ahead, or the Nazir that Shimon HaTzadik kissed, right? What happened? These are people who went ahead, and they saw, they recognized a weakness that they had, and they didn't just say, okay, I see that I have this weakness, but I'm going to overcome it, right? I have this taiva for X, Y, and Z, but it's okay, I'm a strong person. No, the derech is that you need to sometimes take bold action in order to restore equilibrium. That's what the Rambam is saying. And that's exactly what Tosos is saying. Tosos is saying that sometimes, yeah, overall there's a general value of Rabbi Lazar Kapar that needless abstention from Hanos Olam Hazeh is chote. To go ahead and fast for no reason is nikra chote. Lo daicha masha asra taira. That sort of asceticism is the type of asceticism that the Torah rejects. Like the monks. Rambam is the example of monks, right? But what about asceticism as a reaction or as a cure or as a fix it? So the Rambam writes that could be very positive. Like he says, you sometimes have to go to the extreme to restore equilibrium. And therefore, I don't think that when Rambam in Per Gimel says, basically he's paskening Reb Lazar Kapar, he's rejecting any value of being a Nazir. No, being a Nazir might be very valuable on occasion, but it has to be done for the right reasons at the right time. Okay, one minor ha'ara, that we had the story of Rav Chisda going by the thorns, and we pointed out that this is a machlokas, how to read this. According to the Ramah, it was mutter, because we must not paskin like the Mishnah, that a person is asr lachlo ba'atzmo, and therefore we should paskin like Rav Chisda, debasrehu, is also quoted by the thorns and in Tav Chaf. The Ramah said this because we paskin like Rav Chisda de Basrahu. The Beis Yosef understood a different reason. He didn't seem to have the Ramah inside. He said the reason is because we don't paskin like Rav Lazar Kapar. But two reasons for the same conclusion. If you think you don't paskin like Rav Lazar Kapar, so then Memela, you're going to think that we don't paskin like our Mishnah. Now, even within the view of the Ramah, there's somewhat of a debate. The Marshall understood that the Rama could agree if there's some type of tzorech. The Prisha disagrees. But anyway, without getting into too much details, the Rambam certainly disagrees, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lazar Kapar, and he paskins asur lachvol be'atzmo. And the reason why it's not a stira is because the isser of chavala, as we noted in the Rambam, is only when it's derech nitzayon, or derech hashchasa, or derech bezayon, or the like. But if it's not that, it's going to be mutter. So that brings us to the question of cosmetic surgery. So we're going to talk about it, but we don't have time. But I'll just say one or two minor points. One is that Rav Moshe says, you see from the Rambam's ruling, the Rav Moshe brings four, is matir plastic surgery. He says there's no isser of chavala. And he brings four proofs for that. And one of the four proofs is exactly this Gemara. This Gemara says that Rav Chista walked in the thorns, and he got all scraped up so his clothing don't get ruined. So you see that you're allowed to wound yourself in a case in a way that it's not done in a degrading or a belligerent manner. It's not derech netzayon, and that derech bizayon. Some have the gears of bizayon in the Rambam. And that being the case, that's why it was mutter for Rav Chista to doing it. It's not because Rav Chista disagreed with the Isser Lachva Ba'atzmo. He agreed with it. Must be. So therefore, cosmetic surgery is not a violation of the Isser Chavala Ba'atzmo, because it's not derech netzayon, and it's not derech bizayon. That's the yisod of the Rambam. Now, you could have, Agav, said the following in the Rambam. How did the Rambam know that it's only Aser Derech Mitzayim, right? The Iser of Pen Yosef. So you could see this more locally. There's a very famous Vart of Rabbi Chanan, a very important point. It's in Kobetz Aro Simen Ayin. And the Rabbi Chanan has a Yesod that whenever you're dealing with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, all Isurim, by definition, are only said Derech Kilkel and Hashchasel Shelo L'Tzayrech. It's not just here. The Rambam says it here, but it's part of a general principle. He gives a number of examples. For example, I'll give you five of his examples. There's an Isur besides this one. Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavacha. It's only Aser Sinas Chinam. But we know if Rabba Davar Erva, it's Motulis Noso. There's an Isser of Almana V'yasom Lo Sa'anun. The Rambam writes, Im Ino Sam L'Lamdem Torah Omnus. There's no Isser. There's an Isser of Lo Se'elach Rachil, but it's Mutter L'Saper Lashon Haran Bali Machlokes, or L'Hashkit Meriva. It's an Isser of Onaz Dvarim, but it's Mutter L'Aknito Derech Teichacha. There's an Isser of Halbanas Panim, but Derech Tochacha, if done appropriately and there's no other options, it's Mutter. You see from there, it's always Mutter L'Toalas. Anyway, so, as I said, Rav Moshe is machmir, is makil for plastic surgery. Now, in the Tshuva Rav Moshe, if you saw it, said he brings a bunch of proofs, it's very worthwhile noting that he leaves that one major issue, which is sakana, right? And that's what Rav Shachter says. Rav Moshe, was when he was matir plastic surgery, only dealt with one of the two isurim, the isur of chovel ba'atzmo. Basically says, yeah, the isur of chovel ba'atzmo won't necessarily apply for a cosmetic surgery that's done for a for a reason, but oftentimes it would still be aser if it's a sakana. When it comes to sakana, so without going into too much details, the pashtus is that we have to make a cost-benefit analysis as to whether something is a sakana and therefore be aser or it's mutter. What do I mean by cost-benefit analysis? L'mashal, the Gemara takes for granted that many jobs are dangerous, right? A love who knows es nafsho, the pasuk says, by a worker. Sailors, the Gemara Nida says, are putting themselves in danger when they go out on a trip. So, why isn't it aser al tzakana? Because you have to make a cost-benefit analysis. If this is the best job for you, even though there's some level of sakana, then it's going to be okay. Doing that very same activity for recreational reasons would be aser, perhaps. Or if Moshe has that famous tshuva in terms of boxing or whatever it is, football and the like. It might be, maybe it's aser now that we know what happens to the football players also, but it, conceivably it could be, might be mutter to be a professional tackle football player, but it's zicher aser to be a non-professional tackle footballer, right? Because just even if it's the same level of sakana. So you know, when it comes to this surgery, you know, the cosmetic surgery, so anytime there's general anesthesia, there's a level of risk, a level of sakana and the like. So now it's going to depend. What's going to happen? There's going to be a difference between somebody getting cosmetic surgery because, you know, they want a nose job, and someone who, Rahman al-Itzlan, gets deformed in a car accident and is now getting, you know, some type of surgery to fix that. Obviously, big difference. Now, not everybody agrees with Rav Moshe's lenient position. Some poskim prohibit cosmetic surgery because of sakana, Shevet HaLevi, Minchat Yitzchak, and the like, and they think it's always a sakana. And the Tzitz Eliezer, I'll just mention one last point, because it relates to the previous sugya we did, answers it for a totally different reason. He says it's like we saw in the Gemara earlier, that refuah is mutter because of a pasuk. But why would it have been aser? Because you're makhish gzeiras Hashem. So he says the same thing over here. Hashem made you one way. And you're going to say, I'm going to make myself more beautiful. You think you're a better artist than a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Chas v'shalom. It's aser for that reason. Now there's a totally different reason why it's aser. And again, perhaps yesh ladun in a case like that, if it's an issue of, you know, a situation where a person, let's say, got deformed due to an accident, a fire, whatever it is. Okay, there's much more to say on this topic, but we don't have time. So we'll pick up with the new sugya, I think, next time. Be'ezras Hashem. Sorry for going on.